Hello, hello, hello. This is Miss Mika Ray. Thank you for everyone who is joining tonight on the G-Spot. I wanted to make sure I let everyone know that, of course, this is blogtalkradio.com/WJBR, and this is Javon. Station, and she has a show every Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, it's Brunch in the Basement with Javon, and that is, I'm on that show as well. She always has great guests come in. A few weeks ago, she had Monisa. I'm not sure who she has coming up this time, but I'm sure it's a great artist as always. And right now, I just recall that when I did the very first show, I did not introduce myself properly. So I wanted to make sure everyone knew that I am a therapist. I provide intimacy coaching, relationship counseling for couples who are trying to work on their relationships, get their sex life together. And then I also host seminars on a regular basis. The big one that I'm hosting right now is sex and sensuality, and that's exactly what we do. We talk about sex, we talk about sensuality, and it's all about helping people connect, women connect with their inner sexuality and who they are as a sexual being. And right now, I want to have something is going on. I'm not able to get into the studio. And I'm going to see if I can get Javon to play a song for me while I try to log back on. Because it kicked me out. So I apologize. Give me one second. See if I can get back in here. I think my co-host is on here too, but give me one moment, you all. One second. Okay, well, while I'm trying to get back in here and get Javon to play some music, I'm going to go ahead and introduce the topic of the night. So the topic for tonight is, should we ration out sex when we're in a relationship with someone? And this conversation came about, I was having a conversation with a friend, and she basically said she feels that you should not have sex more than, once or twice a week, because she doesn't want to wear out the relationship, the sex in the relationship. You don't want it to become old or stale, I suppose. So that is the reason why I wanted to kind of bring this topic up tonight. So that we can get to talk about it, and I hope to hear everyone's point of view. But I'm still having a little trouble, so give me just a moment while I try to reconnect in here.
See, I've been watching you for a while, your smiling style. I don't know if I can be with you for the night, alright? Is that alright, baby? Baby. just restless. I'm about to let you know you make me so. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel, let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know you make me so, 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 so. You made me so, 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 so. Loving you has taken time, take time. But I always knew you could be mine. I recognize the butterflies inside me. My sense is gonna be made tonight, tonight. All you gotta do is say yes. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel, let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know you make me so. Oh, don't deny what you feel, let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know you make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so. Oh, oh, oh.
Okay, everyone, thank you so much for your patience. I am having a few technical difficulties, but I think things are okay now, so we're going to try to move on with the show. Javon, I really appreciate you helping me out. And
I'm here for you.
Thank you. And I have Joy on the line, and I wanted to make sure we get Joy on. So how I kind of want this show to flow is that we're, of course, going to play some sexy music. I want us to have our drink of the night and our topic of the night as well. And Joy is on. That's 5111. And she is going to give us our recipe of the night for our drink.
Good evening, ladies. So for our drink for tonight, it is called Between the Sheets. Now, some of you may not be able to drink this because you may not like the liquor that's in it. But I guess next show I may have a drink that you may like. I'm sorry, everyone, but the drink contains cognac or brandy, some type of brandy, a light rum, and triple sec, and lemon juice. So basically, you would put one part of each liquor or liqueur in your drink. One part means if you have a shot glass, if you don't have any measuring cups or anything. If you have a shot glass, you're basically pouring a shot glass into a mixer. If you don't have a mixer, you can just pour it into a large cup or glass that you have, you know, stirred around and then poured in a glass of your choice that you want to drink out of. So basically you're putting a shot of cognac, some type of brandy, and then you're putting another shot of your light rum, whichever rum that you would like to choose. And then your triple sec, one shot of that. And then your you either can buy lemon juice or you can squeeze fresh lemon juice in your drink. Again, if you don't have a shaker, you can just stir it around with a spoon or something that you use in your kitchen. And then you can pour it. And also make sure you put some ice in your cup. And you just pour your drink over your ice. And then there you have it, your Between the Sheets drink.
Oh, Joy, I like that. Thank you. So you're going to make that for me?
Maybe.
Well,
and you can always just try it with rum, light, basically white or dark rum. If you don't want to do brandy, I mean, you don't have to just X the drink out completely. If you want to just do a white rum and a dark rum and then still mix the triple sec and the lemon juice, you can do that as well. But again, if none of those are your choice, you know, maybe next Monday or the next Monday that we're on the air, I have a drink of your choice, hopefully.
Well, thank you, Joy. Also, so what are your thoughts on the topic tonight? Should we ration out sex when we're with someone sexually?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Like, should we ration it out? Should we limit how many times we have sex with our sexual partners in a relationship?
Oh, no.
In order to keep it fresh?
You should never put a limit on it. I wouldn't dare put a limit on how many times I have sex with my partner. But, of course, sometimes, you know, he or she or, you know, your partner may get tired every now and again. So I think, you know, if that person is tired or not feeling well, it shouldn't look down upon like, oh, we're not having sex tonight, you know. But as far as, like, putting a limit on it, no. I don't think there should be a rule set saying, oh, we're only having sex twice, three times a week. No. I feel like whenever you're in the heat of the moment, go ahead.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I was on the blog. I did write a blog about it, and I thought about the same thing. I think when you have made the decision to be with someone sexually, you shouldn't have a limit. It should be like, you know what, if I'm feeling you today, I want it right now, and I should be able to have it right now. Unless, you know, it's an illness or the person doesn't feel like it, I understand. But I don't think sex will ever go excel with someone if you're always, if you're open-minded and you're willing to explore, do different things, and, you know, be with your partner and not limit what y'all do in the, what you two do in the bedroom. So I definitely agree. Does anyone out there in Radio Land have any thoughts they want to share before we go to the next song? Okay, well, we're going to go to the next song. Oh, that's right.
I have a question, Nika.
Oh, you got a question?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Yes, I do. Are you in the studio now?
Yeah.
You can,
are you
going to
stay with me?
Excuse me?
You going to stay in there with me? What if I don't want to get locked out again?
Okay, I'll hang out. I just wanted to know. Hi, everybody. It's Javon, and I just want to say that, you know, when you in the mood, y'all both in the mood, just let it do what it do, you know. That's my take on it. You know, that's all I want to say.
Right.
You know.
Unless
it's a part of a sexual game that you are playing. Like, for example, if one partner is a big tease and the other one enjoys being teased and made to wait for it to enhance the anticipation, sometimes that could be a part of the sexual game, you know, but you shouldn't have to wait no longer than a day if it's a game. I mean, but then again, it depends on the partners and what you do. Like, tonight you might get to, I don't know, touch it. Tomorrow you might get to smell it. And then maybe if you're good, you might get to, you know, who knows. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
That's what
But that shouldn't be, well, you know, that, you know, I'm just saying. All right, I'm not going to say anything else, ladies. Enjoy.
You can say anything else if you want to. That was an interesting point to make. I'll say my thoughts for the next round. Anything else before we go to this next song? And everyone, I forgot to say this. Make sure you press 1 if you have something to say, and then we will bring you on. And I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to come back and talk. Give me one moment. I don't know if it's playing. Javon, can you play the song for me?
What song are you trying to play, baby?
112 Anywhere.
12 Anywhere. Let's see.
It's on the MR.
Close to you. Just let it flow. There's no other place to go.
You know we're gonna miss you when I don't tour. When our tongues touch, have a blade, boys, think it's much roller dutch. Let me tell you, it turns me on. When 112 sing to you, what kind of feeling do it bring to you? I pump hard to you, stand being mean to you. I know the ice rolly dream to you. A true player's what I seem to you. And if you want it, we can do it in the black 500 with the top down. And overdrive when we ride, cause I'm hot now. You got me going, I don't think I wanna stop now. Deep in it like a criminal on lockdown. So let's get away to get away. You getting hot, then please don't run away. I got a crib on the beach, fall metal way. Is your person
back. Thank you. This is one of my favorite sexy songs, because I feel like whenever I'm in the mood, if I'm, no matter where I am, I would love to be able to just go and get it on. That's in the bathroom, in the car, anywhere. And so this song really just puts me all up in the mood. Javon, can you please bring on 3392? She says she's been pressing 1 to get on. And if you can bring her on for me.
Hello?
3392, you're on.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I agree with what, you know, Joy and the last caller, you know, said. But then again, you have to look at the fact of if you have kids, if you have a family, just you sometimes life gets so busy, especially when you have children, it's hard to kind of fit in that special time with your mate. So you might have to go to scheduling sex to say, okay, well, we need to meet up in the bedroom 10 o'clock on Sunday night, and that's your special time together. So sometimes you may have to schedule due to the certain circumstances in your life. So everything isn't a free-for-all when you have so much going on. So mm-hmm. And also, do something to look forward to with your spouse.
So, I agree with that. This is Joy.
Mm-hmm. I agree as well. And do you want to introduce yourself, or you want me to say your name, or you want to stay anonymous?
You can say my name, girl.
Oh. Okay, so this is like one of my best friends, Michelle. So thank you for calling in. And I do feel like you made some very good points. I don't advocate couples scheduling sex unless, you know, there are certain circumstances. And I do agree that having kids and then working a very busy schedule, those are the circumstances where I would say, okay, you may need to schedule sex. And but sex normally is not going to ever become boring unless you have lost desire in the person, or you are stressed out, you know, you're stressed for whatever reason, and then financial issues that plays really heavily on a couple's sex life a lot of the time. And like you said, the kids and working. And I think it is a nice thing to say, okay, well, babe, you know, every Friday we're meeting up at 10 o'clock at night. We're sending the little Junior over to the babysitter so we can get it on.
Yeah.
You have, sometimes you have to go that route. But the thing is, you don't ever want to get to a place where sex just becomes only a routine for you.
Right. And that, and with that, you have to get into maybe role playing. Just spice it up if you want to add toys to it. Then I mean, and the main thing to everything is communication with your partner. If you're stressed out at a job, you shouldn't, you know, let that affect your sex life. Communicate with your partner so your partner will know exactly what's going on with you. So communication is the key and the start of everything. That's what keeps stuff alive.
I agree. Communication is definitely needed when you're in the relationship, making sure you're communicating with the person, talking to the person, letting them know. It also starts out with just knowing what it is that you even want in the bedroom, and then knowing how to actually portray, you know, convey that to the person that you are in that sexual relationship with. Because I always tell people, no one knows you. You have to learn each other, so it takes time. And then as we grow in the relationship, our desires may even change.
Right. That's
so
true.
Always have to, yeah, you have to be able to relay that to other to your partner. And funny that you mentioned schedule it, because I posted an article earlier. I don't know if anyone's thought, but it's how much sex is healthy. And in it, it basically stated that according to a study, married couples have sex on average of 58 times per year. Is that good or bad?
That's bad. I also have to. I don't know what age limit were the people in the study, because I'm gonna let you know I'm 35 and I swear as soon as I hit 35 something went crazy in my body to where I want it all the time. So I don't know.
How many times do you think you have sex?
Me, probably at least about 4 or 5 times a week. I don't know. It depends on the person and their age.
Yeah, I agree with you. This is Joy speaking. It does depend on, the person and the age.
I think so. I guess, you know, it's trying to give an overall, like, an average. And in it, it said they actually put the 20, like, couples in their 20s with the couples that have been together for 20 years or more. So it was all one big survey.
Oh, okay.
So it included everyone. Yeah. I thought it was interesting. I've never heard of that before. Because I would assume that people are having sex maybe, I don't know. I couldn't even do the math if I was trying to do the math. But at least 100 times out the year, that's half, almost half, right? Yeah, it's 365 days a year. So I would at least think half, that ain't even half, that's still under half. But I would say at least half of that many days or whatever.
Yeah.
Then it said that they did another survey that showed that couples in their 20s have sex 111 times per year on average, but it does start to drop off 20% as the couples age. And it's basically roughly saying that people are having sex twice, a little more than twice a week. I think a good 3, maybe 4 times a week is good enough for me.
Yeah. I can see as you get older that sex slows down. I can see that. And then you start basically enjoying intimacy on other levels. I can see that.
Mhm. And there, of course, I always talk about it. Oh, go ahead, Michelle. Were you saying something?
Oh no, I totally agree with that.
I say that there are, I think I named 5 or 6 different levels of intimacy that you want to make sure you even have before you even get to the sexual intimacy, like the emotional, the mental, the exploration, like where you are out there doing things together. Communication, and then, of course, you know, the regular intimacy. And if you don't have, if those things aren't in line, it's really hard to have a great sex life anyway with the person. So you definitely want to make sure those other levels of intimacy are being taken care of for you as well. And we're going to play another song, and then we're going to come back and just talk about some more of like the factors that may influence, you know, your sex life. We talked about a few of them, but we'll talk about a little bit more. And hopefully we'll have more people that want to join in and chime in. And Javon, can you play a song for me?
Which song, sweetheart?
Are you there?
Yes. Any song you want.
Oh, okay. I want August Alsina, Tattoos.
Say it again?
August Alsina. It may just say August. Alrighty, y'all, we are back. And August Alsina, I have, like, so fallen in love with him. He's, like, my new R. Kelly from back in the day to me. But anyway, does anyone, Javon, do you see anyone? Does anyone have a question or comment before I go on?
Nope. No questions. Nope.
Okay.
No new.
Okay. So I am, I wanted to kind of talk about this because we touched a little bit on this earlier about couples who don't have sex. And in the article, they mention a sexless marriage is actually considered a couple who are having sex less than 10 times per year. And they said about 15 to 20% of long-term couples actually fall into this category. So I'm just curious about what you all think about that. Any questions, comments? Javon, what you think?
What do I think about what? About people, sexless marriages?
Mm-hmm. I think 15 to 20% is a lot.
Yeah, that is
for 10 to fall into a sexless, you say what now?
I said that is a lot, I agree. I think, actually, you have a caller now that wants to chime in on that.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and bring them on.
Okay. Hello, you just pressed one?
Yes, I did.
What's your name and where you calling from?
I am Tonya Taylor, calling from Tifton, Georgia.
Hi, Tonya.
Hello, Mika Ray. I'm glad I can
How
support
are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for calling in. You have something to say about this issue?
Yes, about the married couples. I think, you know, me being in 20 years now, it can be kind of hard at times, especially when you have a mate that works a lot and the interest level, I think, declines more in men than women. Take me in mind, my level is high, and I'm 41. He's older than me, 42. I do think that working a busy schedule does play a factor, but it just depends on that specific person.
I think it definitely depends on the particular person, just like you said, and we did kind of touch on that. Work schedules kind of play a big part in it, and, you know, of course, don't want to get all into your business unless you really want to talk about it. But I think what the young lady, Michelle, what she was mentioning earlier about scheduling sex, that may be something when you're having, when one partner has a busy schedule and then the other one has a higher sex drive, y'all can compromise and meet in the middle and say, okay, well, can we set aside one day, at least one day out of the week, where we are having some type of sexual intimacy going on? Because not all couples are happy, you know, not. In this article, it was stating that some couples are okay with just having sex ever so often. It's fine because they have everything else they need together, and they're monogamous, and they're committed, and they're still happy. But then there are the couple category where they're not happy with it, and it may lead to some type of marital instability, such as cheating or feeling less desired. Undesired, and feeling like having a lower self-esteem because of that, or just feeling like you really want to just leave the relationship all together.
Or what if you're just so comfortable and you're just content? Does that have anything to do with it? Just that you feel like that person is just going to always be there, so there's no need to put a different sparkle toward your relationship. I think that if you don't apply what you put in from the beginning, it will decrease anything in any relationship, whether it be sex or financial or anything.
What was the question? Because I think I missed the question. I'm sorry.
I was just stating that if you don't put whatever you put in it from the beginning, I think that you should continue to do that throughout, whether it be sex or financial or anything. Anybody can lose, a sparkle if you don't keep the sparkle there. I think that sometimes age do play a factor, but I think it plays a factor more in men than women. Women go through a change. I think that men go through some kind of a change. I don't know exactly what kind of change it is, but I did listen to the caller earlier when you stated that the women kind of lose interest but because of the age. But my age, so I don't know where that article there went, where it said about the age and the women, because my age being 42, my level is like it was when it was 20.
Okay. Well, now, I know that in most studies, it has been shown that actually women's sex drive increases starting at the age of 30 to 35. So it increases and it basically doesn't level off again until about your 40s or sometimes in your 50s. So we get a second, I guess, a huge win of, you know, what we really want to be more sexual with our partners. But then it's possible that our partner has now, their sex drive has declined. And I'm thinking that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Kind of, just a little bit. And I do agree. You want to try to keep doing some of the same things that you've done in the beginning of the relationship. However, all of our desires change. We would never be the same. Like, I'm not going to have the same sexual desires that I had as a 20-year-old woman now in my 30s. I'm going to want to I may want to explore and do some things differently. And then we also talked about how, you know, even life circumstances change. Like, some people get on medication that affects their sex drive, being tired all the time. So if you're saying, you know, your husband works all the time, that could be a big factor of, I'm just tired and I just can't even do it. I can't even muscle up any more energy. And not necessarily mean that, I don't desire you. It could be a lot of different factors. So it goes back to communication. Are you two talking about it? Have you had a conversation about what's going on? And then what are some things that you two can do differently to bring, to like reignite that spark? Because fires always burn out. But if you catch it right before it's gone, you can spark it right back up again. And there has to be something you could, you know, try doing a little bit in order to get that spark flowing again.
Okay.
We could talk about it
a lot. I read a lot. I read a lot of Zane.
Mm-hmm.
I think those books capture your imagination of what you want to do in the bedroom. But if you don't have a partner willing to do some of the things or act out the things, I think that also compromise the relationship, and that you're communicating, however, they're just opposed to it. What do you do then?
Well, I still go back to, you have to have a conversation, and you know I can't give you a session on the phone, but I can give you one, you know, we can talk about this off record, and we're going to work on what's going on with your specific situation. You know, I have to take an assessment, and then I can give you some answers about what you can do to help, get it flowing again. And there are a lot of things that you could do, and we will talk about some of those things, okay?
Okay.
All righty. So what we're going to do is play one more song, and then we will be wrapping it up for the evening. And Javon, can you please play, or is do you see anyone with questions or comments?
Nope.
Okay. Can you play New Flame for me? She wrote in the invite, and she just said, and this was Shonda, she doesn't care if I use her name. She said, sex actually gets better as you age. It begins to evolve more than just your body, and true gratification starts. And I think that it was a very sexually profound statement, if I must say. And I say that because you know, when we initially start having sex, you know, we're young, and some of us have started at really young ages, or, you know, even if we started as an adult, but it's more about, oh, I want to feel good. I want to feel good with actual sex. But as you age and you grow and you mature and you start being with people that you're actually in an emotional relationship with, you have an emotional connection, and things can become spiritual, and it can be more about than just, oh, I want to feel good. You're actually sharing yourself with someone and allowing them into your world. So it does become something more than just, oh, we're just having sex. Now my mind is involved, my feelings are involved, as well as my body. Everything is in tune with this particular person that I'm with, and it becomes something beautiful and even better than what you started out with. So, but I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. I think we have about 3 minutes left in the show. If anyone has any final comments, you can say them. Javon, is there anyone?
Only Joy, I believe.
I don't think Joy's still there.
Is that 3392?
Oh, no, that's Nichelle. Nichelle, are you still there? Set her phone down. Okay, so our next topic, I'm still working on what the next topic is going to be. I will make sure to start sending that out. Make sure you tune in on Saturday at 10 a.m. www.blogtalkradio.com/WJBR. Well, we do brunch in a basement. That is Javon's show. Javon, who is your guest this week? Do you know?
Yes. Just one little minor correction. The show starts at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, yeah, 11 a.m. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's from 11 to 1, and
yes.
Mika does do her G-spot there. She does a shorter segment of the G-spot. And this weekend, Therese is going to be joining me as the co-host. So she's already sent me Therese. She is actually, if you watch R&B Divas of Atlanta, Monique Carter's wife.
Oh, okay. That's exciting.
Yeah, Monique was on like 2 weeks ago, and Therese is coming on to co-host. So I asked Therese to send me a list of her favorite songs so we can have those up and ready. And I was cracking up at the list that she sent me, but, you know, we're going to play what she want to play, and it's going to be a blast. Because the funny thing is that I love all of those songs, so, you know, but they're pretty much going to be, I don't think people who are fans of Therese would think that these are the songs that she would be picking. So it's going to be fun.
Okay. Well, I can't wait then. So we will see everyone on Saturday. Well, listen to everyone on Saturday. Brunch in the Basement with Javon. So you all have a great night. Javon, you can play anything if you want to as we go.
Oh, they're going to let me play something. Uh-oh. Okay.
It's okay.
This one right here.
There's a whole lot of things you and I about the way you love me?
What about the way you love me?
Ooh, and what about the way you squeeze me?
What about the way you squeeze me? Oh.
It's simply beautiful. Getting right down to it.
Oh.